Up next, a major tech conference gets underway in Vancouver today. It's called the Web Summit, and speakers at the event include the CEO of Blue Sky, the vice president of Microsoft. And while the BC government and city of Vancouver have played significant roles in bringing about this event, much like the Olympics, it doesn't come without controversy. Luck Dow is DigiBC's executive director. It's a nonprofit that supports the province's creative technology and media ecosystem. And Locke joins us on Daybreak this morning with more. Hello.
Good morning, Carolina.
So I mentioned that this is called by some the Olympics of Tech. What is the Web Summit? How would you describe it to someone who hasn't been to it before?
Yeah, well, you know, none of us have actually been to it. This is the first one ever, Web Summit Vancouver.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Then you can tell us what should we anticipate from it?
We're expecting 15,000 to 20,000 people to descend on BC. Well, they actually have started coming in, and they're coming in from all over the world. They're a mix of investors, of companies working in tech, we experienced collision in Toronto, which is where what this was last. And as part of our part of the bid to bring it here, we asked that it reflect the West Coast, and that reflected a lot of our industries here. So we're really happy that the creative technology sector gets to be part of this.
How would you describe the West Coast tech scene?
It is a really interesting mix. Yesterday we did a pre-tour that kind of touches on a lot of our potential. We had a tour of the Metro Vancouver region for life sciences, for clean tech, and for creative technology, so video games and animation, visual effects, and VR and AR. And we took 200 people through all of our companies in the region. So they visited Upsellera, they visited D-Wave, and for our sector, we took them to Industrial Light and Magic, which is best known for Star Wars, and also to Kabam, which is the largest mobile video game studio in the world, which is headquartered here. And it was eye-popping for people to be able to see in real, you know, we have so many hidden gems. And what we want to do is we want to build up the next, you know, the next startups and Canadian owned and operated companies with this opportunity, and to be able to help them get support and investment from a much bigger network than we have access to.
Yeah, you called these places hidden gems that are doing this international work, really, when it comes to video games and movies. Why doesn't BC have a more international profile when it comes to the tech industry?
We tend to travel around to the, you know, we go to the US, we go to Europe and Asia, and they have much bigger conferences. For example, Web Summit in Lisbon hosts 70,000 people a year, right? So we're really, this is the first time something like this is happening here. And maybe we've hit a point where we're big enough and there's enough of a moment going on with all our sectors, right? Because our sectors also are involved in the technologies used in our sector are involved in mining and forestry as well. So I think it's we're hitting a moment where we need to have more trade partners around the world. And this is an opportunity for us to shine a spotlight on BC.
Yeah, and so with this networking opportunity, how will you know it's been a success?
We're really looking at it from a matter of how many of our own companies here benefit from this. So we run as a nonprofit. We represent the entire sector throughout the whole province. And we've had success stories before that we want to not only repeat, but keep going. For example, one of the first speakers on the first talks at the BC Pavilion Web Summit tomorrow morning is Joshua Nielsen. And he's of Métis descent. He's from just outside of Prince George. And he founded Eastside Games a few years ago, and it became the largest Canadian-owned mobile game studio.
No kidding.
Yeah. And now he's reinvesting in the sector, in the tech sector, and he's really trying to build those connections throughout the province with people in the north, you know, from our perspective, of course, and just to be able to provide opportunities. We have so many remote jobs as well, in our sector, right? So
wow, it's really interesting and eye-opening to talk to you about it this morning, Locke. Thanks very much, and good luck with this event.
Thank you, Carolina.
That's Locke Dow, the executive director of DigiBC, talking about also how technology is changing Northern BC as well. Maybe you already work in this industry and do so remotely. You can let us know about it this morning, Daybreak North at cbc.ca.